Firefighters from all over western New York State are gathering today to remember one of their own. Firefighter Christopher Dill was also an Army reservist, and he was killed this month in an ambush outside Baghdad. Chris Kaya of member station WNED has more from Buffalo.
Firefighters at Engine 21 say they consider each other family. When Christopher Dill was called up with the Army's 98th Division last summer, they did what many families do. They put up a service flag. Firefighter Will Rodriguez.
They actually had a blue star in the center, and it represented that a member was away at war. And now it has a gold star, and it indicates that someone died in the war.
32-year-old Christopher Dill was a third-generation firefighter. His father, William Dill, now retired, says he was happy when his son followed in his footsteps 7 years ago. But earlier, he'd been surprised when his then-teenage son joined the Army.
I says, oh, okay. I was a little taken back because, you know, I thought we talked. I says, then what skill are you going to learn? He says, combat engineer. And I quote, he said, Dad, I did what I wanted to do. And I never saw another word to him after that. So that's the way he lived the rest of his life.
Dill served in Iraq during the first Gulf War and went on to join the reserves, becoming a drill sergeant. He could have spent this year in Missouri training U.S. troops.
He told me, he says, I'm not going down there. He said, I'm not sitting out to fight. If they call us, I'm going over. I said, okay. I mean, obviously his mother wasn't too happy, but that means he says, hey, that's, you know, he's right. I mean, that's what he's going to do and let him do it. Call me right away and I says, man, I got a great mission, training Iraqi troops.
Staff Sergeant Dill was killed leading those troops near Kirkuk. Back in Buffalo, coworkers call him a stand-up guy. Scott Jazorski says Dill won the highest compliment from peers, good firefighter.
You're not worried about the guy when you're going in, he's behind you or you're in front of him. If you get into trouble, I mean, you're in that life-death situation, but you know you can count on the guy.
Dill was also counted on for a good time. Firefighter Jim Hart remembers when some elementary school students toured the station with another fireman.
You know, explaining the operations of the fire department, not realizing they just want to see the fire trucks. And Chris come out with our water can extinguisher and squirted them down in front of all the kids. And, you know, that's what they love to see. That was probably the highlight of their trip here to the firehouse.
Usually they put something black around it or something on the base of it or something. Do they have
the mood is more somber now. Lieutenant Michael Croft says they're honored to be pallbearers for Chris's final ride on Engine 21.
They've taken a hose out of the back bed, and Chris's casket will ride in the bed, elevated.
William Dill says, despite losing his only son, the war is not a lost cause.
These kids are good, and they're doing the best job they can do, and they're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. They're winning the war. Not senators, not congressmen, not generals, young troops.
Dill says knowing that his son was doing what he wanted to do leaves him with no regrets. Chris Kaya for NPR News, Buffalo.